Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. One of my colleagues out there, he's a real details man. He hits the details. He knows the details. And sometimes when I'm just wanting to get involved in little details, I try to reach out to him. I've thought about trying to grow the same kind of beard he's got. I'll never catch him. From BearingArms.com and Cam & Company, I'm joined once again by Cam Edwards. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Oh, thank you, as always, for the invitation.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about this cat. Now, first of all, I would hate to introduce him on a radio show. He is the Arizona State University Honors Faculty College Fellow, Alex Trimble Young. Now, he's supposed to be a gun culture scholar. Is that the premise here?
That's what he says. Yes, indeed. He apparently has, you know, taught about gun culture. How do we get that gig?
You know, they look, that's the only place you can go around wearing a sweater vest and not get beat up if you're a college professor. So, I secretly want to do that. Now, his talking point here is that campus carry has made campuses less safe. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, this is a variation on an argument we've heard for, I mean, as long as the campus carry, you know, debate's been going on here. And it's basically, well, if you've got people who are, you know, carrying concealed firearms, it's going to chill free speech. People aren't going to feel like they can have an open and honest debate and dialogue because they're always going to be, you know, afraid that someone's just going to whip their gun out. Which, you know, makes me want to ask Mr. Young, like, does he never interact with strangers? I mean, he lives in Arizona, which is a constitutional carry state. So, you know, as he's walking around, you know, at the mall or the grocery store, filling up his car with gas, he's probably around people who are carrying firearms. And yet this is not scary enough for him to leave the state. He still, you know, teaches his course on gun culture there. So I'm really just trying to figure out, you know, what is the real issue here? Because it's not that concealed carry holders are inherently dangerous. It's not that Mr. Young has, you know, never been around gun owners. I think it really is just the fact that, you know, well, he describes gun culture as, you know, steeped in colonialism. Let me see. Here we go. A product of the longstanding practices of settler colonialism, anti-blackness, and misogyny. So it's not about the human right of self-defense for Mr. Young. It's not
Where's
about,
he been going?
You know, the... What's that?
What range has he been going to? Where's he seeing that kind of stuff? Where's he seeing that kind of stuff?
I don't know how many ranges he's going to. But again, I mean, like, you know, this is the type of nonsense that the left spews about a fundamental civil right. And I don't know if... I don't know if he's ever read Nicholas Johnson's fantastic book, Negroes and the Gun, The Black Tradition of Arms, or Charles Cobb's This Nonviolent Stuff Will Get You Killed, which, you know, is a firsthand account of the right of self-defense during the civil rights struggles of the 1950s and 60s. But, I mean, it's dishonoring American history, much less abusing the Constitution, for this guy to claim that, you know, our right to keep and bear arms is based on misogyny and anti-blackness and settler colonialism. It's based on our ability to protect ourselves, whether from individual threats or a tyrannical overarching government. That's what our right to keep and bear arms is based on. And it's why it's so important. You know, look, I don't know what's going to happen with campus carry in Arizona. I mean, this is a bill that's been introduced the past couple of years, and I think that there are some legislators who are really shy about it. But the idea that it's going to prevent people from, you know, expressing their opinion on college campus. I mean, look, we've got, what is it, Bill, 10 states that have campus carry in effect? Certainly you can find plenty of debate going on in the state of Texas, where campus carry has been in place for several years, the state of Kansas. You know, it's just, it's one of these
Utah,
nonsense
right? Utah's
arguments.
One of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, Utah for over two decades now.
Yeah.
You know, and look, there's nobody would suggest that in any of these states is there not free expression on college campuses. So, you know, as the argument goes, it's a dumb one. It's just dumb. And for somebody who is, you know, an honors scholar teaching about gun culture, if this is the best that he can come up with, pass that along. Sign it tomorrow, because there's no serious argument against campus carry.
You and I could walk down there on those commencement addresses, and our gowns would have all kinds of curtains hanging off of them, tassels. And, he says this is he blames the Republican Party for trying to curtail universities' role as incubators of small D Democratic dissent, and I guess he's trying to make out that this chills that free flow of ideas, like if we're in a quantum mathematics class or a physics class, that when I'm out there saying, you know, Edison was slightly flawed, and then we get into an argument with another nerd, and then I'm all of a sudden, okay, nerd, feel your hand. I watched Shane last night. I'm sure that happens all the time in the other places. Is there any data indicating there's ever been a shootout in a classroom in a college with campus carry?
No, there's been no evidence of that at all.
That would have made
the news.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it would have. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that.
That would have been lit
again,
up all over the place.
I mean, look, concealed carry holders are the same people off campus and on campus. It doesn't change it because you separate on a college campus. And concealed carry holders aren't whipping out their guns and, you know, blasted away as somebody they have a disagreement with off campus either. So why would we expect they're going to behave any differently when they're on campus? I mean, that actually was what the chancellor of Texas A&M University said when they were debating campus carry in Texas. Bill McRaven, who was the head of the UT Austin at the time, came out in opposition to campus carry and said, oh, no, this is dangerous, this is horrible. And the chancellor of Texas A&M, I'm blanking on his name, his response was, these people are allowed to carry firearms in the general public. Why would they be any different? You know, once they're on campus, if we trust them off campus, we should trust them on campus. And obviously that view prevailed. And, you know, Texas has not repealed its campus carry law. No state that's passed campus carry has actually repealed its campus carry law, which again should tell you it's not an issue. It's not a problem. And you know, these objections really just demonstrate, I mean, no matter how reasonable somebody claims to be, if they're standing in the way of somebody being able to protect themselves, some, you know, college professor or a college student walking to their car late at night in a campus where there's not a cop around, if somebody's going to make that a crime, you're not being reasonable. You're not being moderate, and you're not pro-Second Amendment.
What was that little girl's name in Las Vegas that got raped in sight of
Amanda Collins in Reno, Nevada.
Yep. She had a concealed carry permit, black belt in Taekwondo, all these other things, but she wasn't allowed to have her gun on campus. And she got raped and could see the door of the police department there. And that rapist graduated to being a serial killer later, or a murderer later on down the road. That kind of stuff. I'm sure that kind of stuff sure doesn't happen that much, but it shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't have anything like that happening since Virginia Tech. I'm going to ask you about that when we get back. Your opinion. Cam is the editor at BearingArms.com. He also runs a very good show called Cam and Company, and he does a little panel with Ed Morrissey from Hot Air, Red State. Which is he from?
Hot Air. Yep. Hot Air.
Gets to get out there with some of the regular politicians that. You probably show them up, though, because you have more details. I know how that's worked. I know how that works. I know exactly how that goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Cam Edwards. And I just want to ask you about this. I'm thinking about doing a, maybe writing something for, I will have to have an editor. But I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Since Columbine, why have we had another school shooting? Any single other school shooting? Why have we not done anything to stop school shootings? Since we've had shootings in grocery stores, and we've had shootings in malls, and we have shootings downtown and all these other places. Why do you think something is not really done in order to actually deal with that versus what we, and, you know, any, you know, a lot of it depends on, it doesn't matter to me. Like the shooting at the Texas synagogue, they found out that, you know, they were saying, well, he's a British national. I knew he was Islamic as soon as they said that. As soon as they said that.
Right.
And that got swept under the rug, you know, when that happened. So why do you think that continues? Because this is my position.
Okay.
They're like in schools. I don't remember the study that was done. It was some sort of a Homeland Security study, I think out of Ohio somewhere, where they found, they figured that if you had armed teachers and resource officers in a school, that would be the best way to protect the students. Because anytime a shooting
gets introduced, I remember that study.
Yeah, I don't remember where it came from.
Homeland Security Institute at Purdue University.
There you go.
Yep.
And, you know, and yet we've done nothing like that. Some states allow some armed teachers. Some places have resource officers. But the problem with the resource officers is that they're sort of at the end of their career. They're not, you know, they're not like antelopes like they were when they were rookies. They can't get
from
school campuses are, you know, gigantic anymore.
They can be big places, absolutely.
Yeah. Why do you think...
You know, well, so I think that there are a couple of things at work. First of all, I think that, you know, the gun control lobby wants to make it about gun control, which takes us away from the real solution. So we end up wasting a lot of time, and frankly, we end up costing lives because the gun control lobby wants to make it about, well, we just passed those gun laws. And that's not the answer. You know, the Secret Service actually came out with a, they've done a couple of studies over the past few years looking at specifically at targeted school attacks. And they're out there for the public to read. I would recommend folks do, because, you know, they make some really compelling points. First of all, in like 94% of these cases, the shooter said something beforehand.
Right. Right.
Like they told a family member, they told a friend, they said something to a teacher, but like there were signs, there were opportunities to intervene. So, you know, the first thing that we need to be doing is simply making sure that there are effective channels of communication when somebody does see something. Like, you know, these signs were ignored in Parkland, Florida, for example.
Well,
not necessarily by teachers or students, but by the people in a position to actually do something about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's the first thing. We need to make sure that there is an effective means of communicating and acting on this information. But as you say, we need fail-safe, right? So let's say that fails. Somebody shows up at the school with evil intentions. That first line of defense, as you talk about, the study at Homeland Security Institute at Purdue University, I have spoken with the author of this study. I mean, they did computer modeling showing that, yeah, the threat was stopped most effectively when you had a school resource officer who was basically roaming and engaging the attacker, and you had teachers who were sheltered in place with students who were armed. So if the door was breached, there was an armed response, but the teachers themselves weren't actually going out and engaging the attacker. Different school districts have, you know, different programs, but, you know, down in Florida, for instance, you've got the Guardian program that ensures that there is at least one person on every campus who is either a, you know, school staffer or they're a vetted volunteer. A lot of cases they are retired law enforcement, but there's somebody there who's gone through, you know, the training and they're carrying. But we've seen so much resistance to this, again, from the gun control lobby. In fact, in Ohio, you've had dozens of school districts in Ohio that have already adopted armed school staff. There's a program called Faster Ohio.
Yep.
Exactly, right?
Yep.
They've trained thousands of teachers. And yet, a couple of parents in the Madison School District teamed up with Modest Man Action and Every Time for Gun Safety, and they sued, saying, we don't want our kids going to school here. They don't have enough training. They should have to go through the same amount of training that police officers go through in order to carry a gun in school.
I thought they went through more in the Faster program.
No, they would have to go through the whole 700, not just the firearms training, because you're right. But they said you just have to go through the whole 728-hour training period to become a certified peace officer.
What for? They're not giving out tickets?
Exactly. But the courts agreed. And so there's legislation right now in Ohio to fix this, to specifically say, no, you don't have to go through 728 hours of training, including interrogation techniques, defensive driving, and all of these other issues that don't come into play when you're serving as a first line of defense for kids who might be shot. But they haven't gotten this bill across the finish line yet, along with constitutional carry. I don't know if it's actually bottled up right now or if it's just, there's the typical crush of legislation with the start of the new year. But it is frustrating, Bill, because you're right. These are simple things that can be done and should be done. And it doesn't really matter whether you love guns or you hate guns. We all love our kids. And this is an effective way to keep them safe in school.
Well, I'm just a realist. I have read that another study, and I don't remember what it was, but for every 1 minute that a rampage killer is allowed to operate without interruption, he's going to kill at least four people. And that's not counting the ones he's wounding, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for every minute we're in there, if he's in there 10 minutes, that could be 40 people. And the paramount thing to do when that erupts and when it opens up in front of you is to be able to disrupt that, like Arapahoe, Colorado high school incident where that cop got there and he must have like bionic legs. He was there, Johnny on the spot, and he engaged and dealt with him, and he probably saved a few lives doing it, but. What we need is we need some Republican politicians to get out there and stop worrying about making nice with the media and just say, listen, you guys can go over there where they like you and I'll be over here and you can hate me all you like and I'm going to save your kids and you can thank me later. Okay, thanks, bye. So,
that would be a huge help.
It would. Coming up on the next break, BearingArms.com. BearingArms.com is a division of Town Hall. I thought that there was that the late, great Bob Owens would be a tough act to follow, but Cam has turned it into, he's turned a corner with it. It is still great. It is getting better. It has a group of writers there that bring a lot of perspective to the topic as it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are canceling flights ahead of a winter storm that's set to hit the East Coast soon. The storm could affect over 70 million Americans and around 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the United States have already been axed for Saturday. Airports in Boston, New York City, and New Jersey are being affected the most. The Big Apple could see up to 9 inches of snow and parts of Connecticut over a foot. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh is surreal as he just drove on it last night. Fetterman adding this is an example of how important the bipartisan infrastructure law is in the country. President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, touring the area around that bridge that collapsed and then also talking about the importance of rebuilding our crumbling roads and infrastructure. USA Radio News. inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. I saw this, Cam, and my first thought was, well, these obviously aren't gun people. So apparently in Louisville, during whenever there's something celebratory like Arbor Day, they get out there and fire shots in the air?
Yeah. Yeah, that's because, you know, it's always good to ring in Arbor Day by just blasting away at the sky, I guess. Yeah, this is crazy. Between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Louisville this past year, or, you know, I guess a few weeks ago, something like 323 calls about shots fired were reported, which is about 6% of the total volume of shots fired calls that they received last year. So this apparently is an issue in Louisville, and I guess they don't have an ordinance about, you know, unlawful discharge of a firearm. So they're putting this together. I'm always a little skeptical, you know, when a blue city decides to do something about even something about, you know, like shooting guns into the air. But in this case, I think it's a mostly okay ordinance. And it's helped because Kentucky has firearms preemption. So there's not much that Louisville can actually do. They can't regulate the sale or transportation or possession, right, or things of that nature. But they can regulate the discharge. So they have exempted, obviously, lawful defense of life and property. Okay. So you don't have to worry about them trying to get in the way of people acting in self-defense. They have provisions for shooting at both indoor and outdoor ranges. The one part of the language that kind of tripped me up, and maybe it's just my rural bias. I mean, like, when I moved to where I live now, I talked to the local sheriff, and I said, you know, are there any ordinances I need to know about shooting on my property? And he looked at me, and he said, well, the noise ordinance kicks in at 11 p.m. And I said, okay, that's good to know. So, like, I don't have to deal with any government rigmarole. But this ordinance says something about, you know, if you're shooting outdoors, it's got to be in a place that has been, like, permitted and inspected by the city. So I have issues about that because I'm sure that there's some residential areas of Louisville where it's safe to go blinking on your property, and I
sure
really don't want this to be, you know, the heavy hand of government getting involved. And I'm also not really sure, you know, honestly, how effective this is going to be. I mean, you got to catch people in the act.
How do you enforce that one?
Right, exactly. So, you know, as I wrote at Barron Arms, like, it seems to be like this is actually an area where you could have genuine collaboration between the 2A community and these, you know, community violence prevention groups that are already serving these communities where you're actually seeing this happen, right? Because I think what I'm seeing here, what I think this is either just sheer stupidity or it's ignorance, both of which could be helped through education, right? There's only so much you can do with stupid people, but the ignorant, I think you can help. And so if this is simply a matter of teaching people who have never had the opportunity to go through a real gun safety or a basic pistol class and just, you know, remind them of the importance of what goes up must come down, don't do this, this is dangerous. At the very least, what's the harm in doing that?
There's none. I'm sitting here going, when I say they're not gun people, I mean, when I go review a gun now, I shoot it one time. I have five cameras on me so that I can make it look like I've shot it five times. And I go down there and I try to find all the unburned powder and I save the brass and put it in a revered place. And I get the bullet and I beat it back into shape. And, I mean, you know, got to conserve those rounds. And these guys are here just taking pot shots into the air to celebrate, hey, New Year's Eve, pow, pow, pow. Yeah, okay.
It does kind of make you wonder, like, we're right, did the ammo fairy pay them a visit? Where are they getting their supply? And it may be that you're right. Some of these folks may not be getting their supply through the normal distribution channels, shall we say. So, yeah. It's an issue. And, of course, the mayor of Louisville, Greg Fisher, used this as an opportunity to say, well, of course, we need, you know, more gun control laws, particularly at the federal level. And that's the thing that drives me crazy, is that here's an issue where you probably could get gun owners and non-gun owners to come to some sort of common ground. Like, yeah, this is not good. We should try to figure out how to reduce this from happening. But then why does the mayor of Louisville have to make this about gun control? You know, this is what drives me crazy. And like I said, it gets in the way of us finding and actually pursuing strategies that are really effective at saving lives and helping people. I'm so fed up with it, Bill. Honestly, I really am.
I don't think they're interested in saving lives. I don't think gun control is about public safety at all. I mean, you got so many Soros DAs running around letting people out right now, and the same places where you can't even get a gun permit corrupt manner because they're already under investigation for that. And in the same token, we can go out and steal $949.99 worth of stuff, and we're okay. That's not a real crime.
Right.
Yeah, we've gotten soft on crime. So if they were really serious about public safety, I'd get out there and start looking at the data. I'd go pick, you know, John Lott's mind and go, so you say this is only happening in 75 counties. Well, I'm the mayor of this city here. What county? Oh, I'm one of those counties. Oh, why do you think that is, John Lott? You know, and John would tell him, or you would tell him, or whoever would tell him. And it's not like we don't know this stuff. We know the percentages and all the other things, but when I asked that question about why do we still have these things happening in schools and in malls and in the street and in churches, I think it's to gin up more support. It's a Cloward and Piven sort of approach to try to gin up enough fear for gun control. Sort of the same thing they're doing with COVID. What do they call that? Mass formation? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, listen, I'm sure that is one of the strategies. I mean, you go back to this. There was this paper that came out in, like, 2013. It's called Preventing Gun Violence Through Effective Messaging. And if you read it, this is, like, you know, basically a playbook for the gun control groups. And if you read it, I mean, it really is a playbook on how to exploit these types of crimes.
And fear.
You know, not again, to call for any specific legislative proposal, but just to push the idea of gun control, gun control, gun control. So, you know, I think that speaks exactly to what you're saying here, is that this is not about crime control. This is not about public safety. Any more than, you know, perfect example of this is, you know, they talk about red flag laws, you know, about mental health. There's no mental health component of a red flag law. In Virginia, we've got red flag laws on the books, but even if somebody is deemed to be a danger to themselves or others, they take their guns away, and then they leave the supposedly dangerous person with their knives and their pills and their matches and their gasoline. There's nothing about mental health. But they claim that it is, right? Look, there's nothing gun safety about the gun control movement. They're really great at branding themselves and messaging, and they've got a compliant media to go along. But it's up to us, you're right, to push back on the real agenda every chance we get, every opportunity we have.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like, and I know you didn't write this, but on Bearing Arms, this is a really good article about their preoccupation with the mag used by the cop killer. And they got Bo Deedle used to be, he was referred to by as a stooge by Don Imus when he was guest on Don Imus' show. And he's calling it, this is something you'd see on the battlefields of Afghanistan. I certainly hope I never get put on a battlefield with nothing but a Glock and a magazine that's probably not going to work very well. So anyway, they get the messaging and they get the compliance. Hang on one more time, if you will. BearingArms.com. This is a website where they're affiliated with Town Hall. So, you know, you are involved at BearingArms.com in some very good analysis of what's going on in the day. Cutting through all the minutia. That's what you want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Cam Edwards, and let me lay the groundwork for this. I'm a father, and I expect to be dead and not see my children die. That's my expectation. When my time comes, it's going to come before theirs, and then they're going to die later. And when you lose a child to violence, there is no closure. And if anybody thinks there can be, you can bite my fourth point of contact. There is no closure to that. There is no answer to that. And then sometimes you get out there and, I don't know if it's in the heat of the moment or something, but you say things that you can't possibly, you're painting with such a broad brush in your pain. I begin to wonder about your ability to reason at that point. And one thing, those guys and gals, they should never be in charge of helping set a policy. Which brings us to our next point. This guy, Andy Parker, he was the dad of the news lady and the cameraman that were shot while they were filming something about a real estate thing by a former colleague who turned out to be a wingnut, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's about 2 hours from where I live, is where that happened. Since then, Andy Parker, who is Allison Parker's dad, and Allison Parker's boyfriend, Chris Hurst. I mean, Chris Hurst actually ran for the House of Delegates in Virginia on a gun control platform. He was elected. He was defeated back in November by a Republican, but he served two terms. And interestingly enough, was not actually like a hugely vocal proponent for gun control when he was in office. But Andy Parker has been very outspoken, and he has been one of those guys who has. Well, I mean, I'll be blunt, Bill. He called me a terrorist on CNN a few years ago. Do you remember when the Democrats did this stunt where they like had the quote unquote sit in on the House floor, and they were going to sit in until the vote on, I think it was background checks, was held?
Yep, I sure do.
And so in doing so, they ended up flouting the House rules, right? Because they were doing live streams, they were taking selfies. You're not supposed to have cameras on the floor of the House. And so, I'm doing my show, and I'm talking about this. And I said, well, it's interesting to me that, the House Democrats are flouting their own rules to kind of do what they want to do, kind of like criminals and terrorists flout the law to do what they want to do. Just to make the point that, the idea that, if we just pass this law, then criminals are going to follow it is absurd. CNN decided to make a big deal out of that statement and try to make it seem like I was calling Democrats terrorists. And Andy Parker, I guess, took the bait and said, well, no, the real terrorists are the NRA. At the time, I was working for NRA News.
Yep.
And the Republicans who, enable them But he's also, I mean, like, he has said that Republicans have blood on their hands for not passing gun control. And Andy Parker just announced that he's running for Congress in the 5th District of Virginia,
yeah.
Which just happens to be my congressional district, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, you know, look, I said when I wrote about this in Bearing Arms, I did not take it personally when Andy Parker called me a terrorist. I cannot imagine the grief and the pain that he must feel every day.
Every day.
For having his daughter stolen from him.
I get that.
And I'm not even going to try to change Andy Parker's mind about gun control. However, I don't want him representing me in Congress. And I don't think that he's going to have a very easy job of convincing gun owners in the 5th Congressional District that he is, because this is the other thing, Bill, is now he's saying, I support the Second Amendment. He's doing that thing that Democrats do.
Oh.
Right? And at that point, like, listen, man, I already disagree with you, but at least he...
You need to show up at one of his events and just hold your hand up and just go, so I'm not a terrorist anymore. Is that correct? I'm not a terrorist anymore.
Listen, I would love... I'll have Andy Parker on campus, but I don't want to do it over Zoom. I want to do it in person. I want to have that face-to-face meeting. You know, I'll talk to anybody. Andy Parker is not going to convince me that we need more gun control laws and that that's going to make a difference. I have a great deal of sympathy for what he's gone through, but I don't have a lot of respect for his position that we can ban our way to safety. I just don't think that that is constitutional or realistic, and I can't support it.
So he's running, I presume, on a as a Democrat.
He's running as a Democrat, and this is a district that is pretty conservative anyway, and it is supposed to become more conservative based on the redistricting here. So, I don't even know if Andy Parker can get the Democratic nomination. I mean, there are some better known, I think, Democrat Party officials who are running. It's going to be interesting to see if the gun control lobby throws some money at him.
I don't know. He's running for, he wants to, is according to the headline. See, this is the thing. He wants to restore civility. And yeah. We don't have enough violence going on in Congress as far as I'm concerned. When it's McCarthy, if McCarthy does not get out there and say, well, we're going to continue with this January 6th witch hunt. However, we're going to switch it from a witch hunt to an actual legal proceeding. What was that guy's name that shot Ashley? I want him here because I want to know his rules of engagement, why he shot an unarmed woman climbing through a window in the neck and then got on TV and claimed he was courageous. And I'd be dragging. I would, if they don't go out there and go full crazy in retaliation, because playing nice with these guys gets you nowhere. It gets you nowhere. And I know they'll have some Kinzingers and some Cheneys and some Romneys laying around and everything else. And eventually they'll die off just like the Meisterburger Burgermeister from the year without a Santa Claus. that kind of aisle crossing is going to be. And it's not because of the Republicans, I don't think. The Republicans are just so milquetoast, though, to me. I come from go ahead.
You know, I was just gonna say, man, I find myself in a position where I'm a conservative. I'm gonna vote Republican, but I look at like basically every part of the Republican Party and every wing of the Democratic Party, and I'm just like, I can find fault with everybody these days for one thing or another. You know, I don't know where just the normal person is that, you know, I think part of the problem is social media because it pays
it's
to say
all it, of the it problem. Pays,
yeah. It, you know, so it pays to be controversial rather than necessarily politically effective. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. I've got Netflix. I've got HBO Max and my wife maybe get Discovery Plus so she can watch HGTV. So I don't need politicians to entertain me. I've got plenty of entertainment options TV, you know, and if I really want to be entertained, I can go out in my, you know, down by the creek and I can go shoot. I can pick up a book. I need politicians to protect my rights I need them to ensure that this country is strong, that we can defend ourselves against our adversary. I want a secure border. I want an economy that is not spinning off of its wheels. You know, these are the things that I want my politicians to focus on.
And then they should go home and get out of the way after they do all that stuff.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
Right. We can go ahead.
I'm good with like a lifetime ban on lobbying. After you're out of office, you're done. Go home.
See,
you're not allowed to stay in D.C. anymore.
Coming soon in 2022, Cam and I are going to go out. It's going to be Edwards and Frady, political consultants. Everybody that comes out that hires us, they're going to come out. They're going to make Donald Trump blush when we get done
with
it.
Right.
When they get out, how do you feel about armed self-defense? I'm all for it. As a matter of fact, I like to carry bullets that turn a face into an ashtray. Was that a little too much for you? I don't know. But, I mean, and would you agree with that? I mean, we're about to run out of time. Part of the problem with the Republicans is the consultants these guys hire, because they're bigger milquetoast than the politicians.
Yeah, I think that. I think that's right. I think, you know, it's something that ultimately should be about more than just a marketing and branding campaign. It has been taken over by the consultant class, and you're right. And I think, you know, honestly, I mean, what I want is somebody who's just not going to look me in the face and lie to me.
Yep.
I want somebody who's going to fight for me.
Yep.
I don't necessarily want somebody who's going to pick stupid fights. I want them to have some political acumen.
That has to be the last word right there, brother.
Jenkins of politics. All right.
That has to be the last word. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, thank you.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.